So, Jimmy, you get another camp with a lot of your young prospects wrapped up this week. When you look back over these 5 days, did you get what you wanted to deliver the message to this young group for this year?
I think so. I think, there's a little bit of a message there to them about the process and things like that on development and some things that they can work on that we'll try and communicate through them throughout the season and, moving forward. But there's also the other part of the process of us getting to know them a little bit and building a relationship and seeing them in an environment like this at the rink to build that relationship.
Take us through that other side, because we obviously see what goes on the ice, but the important area is to get these kids maybe an idea of what Winnipeg is and what you want them to be as future Jets.
I think so. I think this organization has done a really good job of trying to establish the culture here that we want players to understand to become a Winnipeg Jet, and I think development camp is the first kind of start of that, or an extension of how things have grown here over the years. And just by us, Keener and myself, the coaching staff, management, everybody talking to players and getting to know them, putting names to faces and building that relationship makes it so much easier down the road when they come to a training camp or you go and see them, or you're communicating through phone calls or emails, and it's much, much, much easier.
Do you think the players understand when they're coming to their second and third development camps what is expected of them and then execute that?
I think so. I think, we try and communicate with them about, we're here to help reinforce the culture and things and trusting the process and take some things from the on-ice stuff that maybe you need to work on and make sure you take them home in the summertime and work on them and not just, pack up and leave and say, okay, well, that's another development camp. Honestly, put an effort into doing those things in the summertime. And I think for the most part, they do.
What stood out from the off-ice stuff? I mean, you guys do a lot of team building.
I think, we have a few staple things that we do. We do a cooking class at DeLuca's where the guys get to do a little bit of team building and bonding. And it was kind of interesting because I've seen a lot of the kids taking pictures of their food that they cooked and, tweeting it out on Instagram and stuff, which was kind of nice. We do the Enigma escape rooms, some things like that, just for some team building and leadership and, a lot of it is done at the rink because that's where they spend most of their time together when they're playing. And just whether it's spending time in the locker room having a coffee with a guy or finding out different personalities from kids that don't know each other. So that's what we do.
You've done these now for a number of years. Has anything changed from maybe how these first started to what we now do?
I think we've kept a lot of the foundation and the blueprint for it has been pretty similar. I think having the NHL coaches on the ice and their involvement has been a big change, but it's been a far better change because they're the ones that get on the ice with the players and the players get to know them a little bit. And then they get to teach things that they see in players, the best players in the world. So they're trying to relay that message to the young players and saying, this is what we work on at the NHL and this is what players are good at. So I think having them on the ice has been a huge benefit for the camp.
And then just picking up on that, but how have things changed from when you were a player, from when Mike was a player to what we now see?
That's a longer discussion. I was talking about it the other day. I think when I got my invitation to my first training camp, a plane ticket just showed up in the mail because there was no email or anything like that. I went, oh, I guess I'm going to training camp, right? So it's changed a lot. I think Mike and I take a lot of pride in our jobs and trying to build relationships with kids and trying to help them develop into becoming NHL players.
So a lot of eyes on Vesalainen, obviously, this week. We didn't see him early, but we saw him towards the end. How did that go for you, for him moving forward to what he obviously hopes to want to be his town coming up in September?
Yeah, I think I think it's a positive time for Christian, for him to get out on the ice and skate and get involved with the group. But as far as player development goes, it's still for me to continue to build that relationship with him and hopefully see him in Winnipeg this year.
Jimmy, obviously you get to know these kids and so you must take great pride when you see them succeed, and number of prospects, of course, play big roles with the Jets this year. On the other side of the coin, of course, and we talked to Chevy about this earlier this week, I mean, this is a cyclical thing. Some guys leave, new guys come in. So when you have guys that maybe you've invested some time and effort in that for whatever reason don't pan out, is there some disappointment there and maybe reflection on how things went?
Yeah, probably some disappointment, but I think, if there's players that move on or don't pan out or whatever, I think Keener and I more or less we sit back and evaluate, okay, how can we make it better? What can we do? Where do we fail? You know, what can we do better with the kid, certain kid coming in next time? We talk about stuff like that all the time, and that's, I think that's a big part of development too, is how do you improve your program to make the players better?
And I guess at the end of the day, the onus is on the players, right? You can give them all the tools in the world. It's up to them to sort of implement them.
Yeah, it is for sure. But I think, you know, Mike and myself take some of the onus on what we're trying to do to make sure we're doing the right things too.
Right.
You know, and it's been a learning process for Mike and I too. You know, when we first started this, like, we were brand new into it. I had never had a player development coach when I was playing. He never had one. So we were like, okay, what can we do to be an extension of our NHL American League coaches to help players?
Sure. Just last one for me, but on a personal level, how much pride do you take in still being part of this organization and being that sort of one of the front end guys to bringing that new wave of talent in?
You know what? I think I'm very lucky to be with this organization as long as I have. I think I've worked very hard to be part of it, and I've enjoyed it. You know, I hope that I get to see this club move to the next level, and that's what we're all trying to do.
David Gustafson comes in here having played with men. How much of an advantage is that?
Having played with
guys older than him, men, in a men's league in Sweden. Does that give him a certain advantage when it comes to a camp like this?
I don't know about a camp like this where you're coming in to get to know a kid and his personality. We just drafted him this year.
Right.
But, you know, moving forward, I think being able, kids that come in that have played at the pro level on a bigger picture, I think it helps them much more. It for sure it does. If you've played pro hockey and you understand the routine and you've played against the men and you know what coaches expect from you, it's different than college and junior and stuff. So I think it overall it gives them an advantage, but maybe not for a camp like this where you're getting to know them.